This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the, this is where ergonomic excellence meets the road, so to speak. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Speaking of Boyd's Gunstocks, the majority of you missed this, and the majority of you haven't heard it or watched it yet, so I decided to present this to you. Ted Nugent and I met up at Boyd's Gunstocks on Saturday at 11 p.m. at the NRA annual meeting, and it was a good interview, as all of Uncle Ted's interviews are, and so I've taken the liberty of, since, you know, I want to share with you. So here we have, hang on, let me get this ready to go. And, you know, we'll have to stop it in the breaks and everything, but and this is from the very get-go. This is when he sits down with me, and, it's Uncle Ted, so let me make sure I got everything turned up and in the right way, and give it just a little bit of boost right there, and let's go. Hey, Ted Nugent, NRA Meetup.
How long you been here? Been here a week? Or?
Let's not do that. Wow, that was way too loud. Let's try this.
I got this Thursday.
This is not playing. Okay. I don't know why that isn't playing, unless it's... Well, that was that's nothing but a whole bunch of disappointment. And for that, I apologize. It is up on YouTube. Ted Nugent, NRA Annual Meeting 2018, the whole 22 minutes. I don't know why that's not playing right. I'll have to look at that in between the breaks. Anyway, I'm going to look into that. I may be able to pull this one out. We'll see. Let's talk about this instead. You know, the oldest, best Christian joke in the world. Second best is one about how what was going on in Gomorrah was so bad nobody will talk about it. Is there's this Christian guy who gets on his roof to escape a flood. He prays to God to save him. A rowboat comes by and he says, "No thanks, God will save me." The rowboat leaves, the water rises, and he drowns. He appears before the Lord and says, "But I prayed for you to save me." And God says, "I sent you a rowboat." Donald Trump is religious America's improbable rowboat. And I'll bet you $20 that says some obtuse idiot is going to write a column or at least fire off a tweet saying that somebody thinks Trump was sent by God. This is what you expect from dummies on the web. But there's a lot of people frustrated that Christians back Trump and refuse to let his personal life be used as a wedge to pry off his support. They're mad that Christians are not playing their role as defined by their enemies. Christians are supposed to be scandalized and give up and lose. But this time they're not. And let's understand this very basic concept. Jesus was not some sort of whiny wimp who refused to confront the establishment and took comfort in his own righteousness while he left others to do that heavy lifting. Jesus made people angry because that's what happens when you defy bad people. Being a Christian does not mean that you have to shrug and let the likes of Hillary Clinton be elected so she and her minions can fire up her anti-faith pogrom against those of us who dare worship God and not the elite that she represents. Maybe you didn't notice, but they do not accept the concept that we have any legitimate interests. We don't have any legitimate rights. They hate us, and if we are weak and stupid enough to allow them to take power, they will act on their bigotry and prejudices. Baking cakes would only be the start. So, resistance is not merely an option here. It is a duty. And resistance to evil, because the desire to suppress our faith is evil, is not somehow unchristian because it can be aesthetically displeasing. Fighting back is not pretty. Jesus cleared the temple of the money changers, and he made a mess and got people angry, and he didn't sit on the sidelines and write ponderous articles lambasting that people tossing over the tables because we're better than that. Everyone seems to want to tell Christians that they are obligated to give in. There's always going to be some IPA-sipping hipster who writes video game reviews when he's not sobbing alone in the dark because no one loves him tweeting, "Oh, that's real Christian." Whenever a conservative might fight back. I know that when I need theological clarification, I seek out the militant atheist who thinks Christ was a socialist and believes that the golden rule is that Christians are never allowed to never offend anyone. Not a thing. Then there's the members of the FreedoCon contingent, the prissy whiners with their principles and their posturing, who think that every time it is revealed that Donald Trump is exactly who we all knew Donald Trump is, we've got to go full foot loose John Lithgow on him. But, you know, that's too bad because we never go full Lithgow. So let me tear the scales from your eyes, team holier than thou. We know exactly who Donald Trump is. He's imperfect. He's not a Boy Scout. We didn't want a Boy Scout. We wanted a leader. Leaders are not couth. Leaders are inspirational. And he is imperfect like everyone but you guys. Interestingly, there's some evidence that he's experiencing something of a religious awakening, but, you know, you and the church lady right reject that possibility. A unique take on Christianity, but you do you. And regardless, we totally, completely, and fully understand his personal failings. And as Selena Zito notes in her new book, The Great Revolt, we don't care. We don't care because the culture has established new rules and we refuse to unilaterally disarm in the face of them. And we understand that if those who impose the new rules never pay a price for them, they will never have an incentive to change them back again. We don't care because of the hypocrisy and spare us the lectures from the party that gave us Flute and Teddy. Put some ice on that Bill Furnifile Harvey and Slappy Schneiderman. We don't care because we're done seeing our morality weaponized against us. The pious cons keep confusing passivity with morality. And look at how George W. Bush took the high road and let himself be abused all the way through his term, and Obama's too. That didn't work out very well. And by the way, he suddenly discovered his stones after Trump got elected and trashed both the president and those of us who spent years defending him when he would not defend himself, made team turn the other cheek, look like a bunch of hypocritical jerks. But most of all, we don't care because our priority is not whether Trump acted like Trump. This is about survival. Specifically, our survival as a free people able to live and speak and worship as we please. And maybe you missed it being too busy pointing out the splinters in your eyes or our eyes while logs resided in yours. But this is an existential struggle between our side and the people who want to crush us. And yeah, I did say crush us. How do we know? They keep telling us that. So, we don't care what Trump is. What we care about is what Trump is that we elected him to do, to be, to execute the office of the presidency, and we're really enjoying it while he's doing it. But being Christian does not mean you have to turn the other cheek. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. How's that coming over? wasn't coming over, I take it. It wasn't coming over? I guess not. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. Okay. You know, I sit around sometimes and with the leftists out there. You know, the kind of stuff that sort of hides out there in plain sight stuns me. Now, recently, there was a very devastating story that came out last year that took out one of the most powerful men in Hollywood in a matter of days and exposed the entire industry's complicity in his sexual perversions. But it didn't come from a major news network organization or famous journalist. It came from a mildly popular magazine and a reporter more famous for who his parents are than his reporting. That reporter, Ronan Farrow, and that magazine, The New Yorker, struck again Tuesday, this time exposing the most powerful state attorney general in the country, causing his resignation in disgrace in a matter of hours. But more than exposing hypocritical Democrats as the misogynistic monsters they are, these stories and their aftermaths expose just how incestuous and complicit the mainstream media is in all of this. Now, Harvey Weinstein wasn't hanging out with and donating to Republicans, and disgraced former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman wasn't the type to roll with his political opponents. No, both were creatures of and stars in the world of progressive leftist politics. And they were celebrities in New York City's liberal social circles, the same circles of power and money that the entire media elite call home. So how was it that both men and many other like them were able to operate, able to do their abuses against women, right under the noses of people whose jobs it is to report on this stuff? Part of the answer can be found in Farrow's story exposing Schneiderman. In one of the most disturbing passages in a story full of disturbing passages, he writes about of how one of the women sought advice from her friends about how to handle Schneiderman's abuse after their breakup. After the former girlfriend ended the relationship, she told several friends about the abuse. A number of them advised her to keep the story to herself, arguing that Schneiderman was too valuable a politician for the Democrats to lose. Let me say that again. A number of them advised her to keep the story to herself, arguing that Schneiderman was too valuable a politician for the Democrats to lose. Yeah, as a leader of the hashtag resistance, Schneiderman had made quite a name for himself in the Democratic Party. Plans were already being discussed for higher office. There were a lot of hopes that were hung on his shoulders that he would find ways not only to damage Trump's agenda by suing over nearly every action his administration took, but by pursuing state charges against as many Trump associates and family members as possible. Presidential pardon might cover federal charges, but they can't do anything against state charges. The leftists routinely smirked. Now, these smirking leftists include many of the media elite, those who haunt Manhattan and the Hamptons, and the cocktail party circuits where the likes of Weinstein and Schneiderman reigned. So how come no one noticed? How did no one notice? How did none of them at least hear stories, rumors about the perversions of these men? Case Weinstein, everybody did. After he was exposed to stories about having heard, stories became commonplace with many careers in Hollywood being impacted through silence. The Schneiderman case is still fresh. Reports of circulating rumors have yet to be discovered, but that passage from Farrow about him being too valuable a politician for the Democrats to lose leaves little doubt that such knowledge was had. That kind of sentiment does not occur in a vacuum. It doesn't perpetuate in a vacuum. That kind of sentiment is something that's being passed around. The world in which Schneiderman and Weinstein operated is small. People don't move into or out of it with regularity. Dating in insulated, powerful circles means people tend to know much of the business of others. So to put it in another way, people talk. And that's how rumors spread. So how is it that no one in the media heard anything about either of these men until their stories were reported? How was it news to them? It is, after all, the jobs of these people to observe, to gain information, then disseminate that information to the public, particularly information about the powerful politicians. The reason is actually sort of simple. And it's one of the main complaints about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that the media elite are too close, too friendly with the people they cover, specifically leftist politicians, to cover them honestly. Even if they're only acquaintances, no one wants to be the skunk at the garden party. Operating in the same social circle pollutes the relationship between journalist and politician, even when they agree politically. So that means rumors are ignored or laughed off, and no matter how many times they're heard or their source, they're ignored or laughed off. It's highly unlikely that people on cable news who clutched their pearls over Farrow's stories were doing it because they were blindsided by the allegations, but more likely that they were shocked someone reported them. How many more secrets are they concealing because of their friendships? How many more monsters walk among them, protected because they're on the team? The leftists will suffer at the hands of other leftists in the name of perpetuating progressivism. When D.C. and their May issue policy of concealed carry was being challenged, and now it had to be appealed to the Supreme Court when it was struck down, all of the leftist mayors called D.C. and said, do not dare take it before the Supreme Court, because if you do, then they rule against you, then guess what? Everything that we've got this way will not work anymore, and we'll be fighting this for years. So they took it for the team. They took it for the team. Leftism, progressivism, they don't mind suffering. They don't mind making me and you suffer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I have resolved that everything I'm going to try to make this interview work is just not going to work. Let's see if this will work. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I don't even know how. Did that play okay? Somebody give me a thumbs up or something. Boyd's, check out Boyd's Gun Stocks. This is where they have taken and done all of this research and development. All of these things to try to help you figure out what is the right shape, what is the right application, what is the right design. Do you need something radical? Do you need something a little more traditional? It doesn't really matter because they have it all. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We need Gina Haspel to head the CIA. Let me tell you why. Because we need a spook to run the CIA. We need a espionage specialist to run the CIA. The CIA does very, very highly specialized work, and it takes a specialized person to run it. Get it. And this stuff that we've been seeing in the quote-unquote hearings, it's just pretty stupid. Now, as usual, the Democrats on the committee behave badly, like the virtue-signaling bullies that they are. And like all leftists, they profess to care equally for known terrorists like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, that took the lives of nearly 3,000 people that day and many, many more deaths of the first responders in the ensuing years, and law-abiding agents of our own intelligence agencies. Democrats like Jack Reed and Mark Warner and Kamala Harris think the American people agree with them that terrorists should never be interrogated using enhanced techniques like waterboarding. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded numerous times, and it did not hurt or kill. He knew it not would not hurt or kill him. He eventually gave up crucial information. These people that talk about torture don't really know what torture is. Notice that they use water and not electricity. Electricity is a brilliant tool for torture. Getting everything set to use electricity on people is torturous. If you've ever seen the first Taken film, that had to be changed because the initial time when he is torturing an answer out of one of the terrorists, out of one of the kidnappers, that's actually how you do it. If you've ever seen the uncut version, that's how you would do it. Now, that's torture. Torture is inflicting pain. Just for the sake of inflicting pain, it's almost like a sport. Enhanced interrogation is designed to get somebody to let go of some information. And there's a difference between the kind of information you get from both. With enhanced interrogation, they already know what they don't need to know. So when they start speaking the gibberish, if that's where they go, then they just continue to do the enhanced interrogation. With torture, they're just wanting you to say, I did it. So when you go into delirium and everything, until you finally say, I did it, then they'll stop you and then they'll stick a little card with you and they'll film you and say, John McCain, for all of his faults, he knows what torture is, and he knows that it is not waterboarding. To say that that particular procedure is on the same moral plane as what McCain and his fellow POW suffered at the Hanoi Hilton is beyond ludicrous. It is though these Democrats cannot differentiate between good and evil. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the personification of pure evil. Kamala Harris, Mark Warner, and Jack Reed mercilessly badgered Haspel as though she had personally tortured John McCain or had personally beheaded someone the way that the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed beheaded Daniel Pearl on a video that went viral. You remember that? Do you remember when Daniel Pearl was beheaded? And then the video it circulated the world over and over and over. You can probably still find it today. These Democrats are a mystery to me. Do they actually think that a majority of Americans think like they do? We do not know the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. I mean, this is why Trump won the election. After all, today's left is as clueless can get. They seem to believe that there is a moral equivalency between hardcore terrorists and CIA agents whose job it is to prevent a further attack. There is not. What we have here is a bunch of smug, condescending, self-righteous senators who so casually malign Haspel, a 33-year veteran of the CIA, including, of course, the aftermath of 9/11, which she was in charge of nothing then. What has any one of them ever done that comes close to the service that Haspel has given her country? I can tell you how many. Nothing. They've done nothing. They are shallow. They are self-promoting parvenus who are so enamored of the sound of their own voice they cannot discern how ridiculous they sound to the rest of us. The CIA had to get the game up after 9/11. Haspel herself was not the author of the enhanced interrogation technique, which she's now being treated like a criminal for. And what is pathetic is that to answer the question honestly, do you believe those techniques were immoral or moral, would be to indict herself. Of course it was moral. It was righteous. She knows it. She believes it, as do millions upon millions of us who for years lived in fear of Al-Qaeda and their next attack on the homeland. The men and women who volunteer to serve in our military know it. But the tyranny of political correctness combined with the moral relativism of the left has taken honest dialogue and turned it into a risky business, even when life and death issues are the subject. Mohammed killed thousands of people, but they think we should be worried about how he was treated once captured. He's lucky to still be breathing. Any woman who's survived and been promoted in the agency for 33 years is some kind of heroine, and few of us have ever heard her name, because before Trump chose her to head the CIA. She has the respect of her colleagues, And that should be enough for the same crowd that gave the criminally odious giant James Brennan, John Brennan, a quick pass. He endured nothing like the committee passable was being put through. And now we know that he is the head of the snake that set out to take Trump down both before and after the election by wholly illegal means. Now, while we should never be overly optimistic, but it seems that there is an awakening happening now. The American people have perhaps grown very weary of the professional politicians who presume to be our betters, like the Kamala Harrises or the D.C. establishment who feel so entitled to besmirch people like Haspel, Mike Feinstein and Clinton and Harris's predecessor, Barbara Boxer. Harris is a gotcha gal. These are the worst representatives of women in power, and Haspel is the best. So if, as it seems, America's waking up to the wholesale contempt that our self-appointed elites have for us all, Kamala Harris will never be president. She should never have been elected as senator, like Hillary. She's the worst of what the feminist movement has produced and the worst of what women in power so often become. Except women who are actually doing it for the country, like Gina Haspel. If we can get her a CIA director, this will be a good one. And then we'll probably never won't hear too much about her again there for a little bit, but yeah. But I mean, I am really getting sick of some of the stuff, because this is them telling me and you that we didn't know what we were doing when we elected Trump. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's, what Boyd's has done is what a lot of companies do, except they do it with wood. Most gun companies are using, you know, something man-made or metal. Wood is another story. That means, in the beginning, there was a whole lot of room for error, which they have obviously worked their way through. I have two examples of a Boyd's gun stock. I have seen numerous examples of a Boyd's gun stock. It is incredible how refined the process is that yields these gun stocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, we see an ongoing effort to shame and stigmatize us as gun owners. And this effort is persistent. And it's ongoing. The NRA, the millions of members of the NRA and the various organizations out there, all portrayed as some evil gun-loving ghoul with blood on their hands, our hands. Various cities and states are enacting more limits on gun ownership and the right to keep and bear arms, such as assault weapon bans, waiting periods, and age restrictions on purchasing guns. Corporate America has gotten on board with this, too, attempting to cut off financing to gun makers, cutting ties with the NRA, proposing to treat credit card transactions involving guns and ammunition the same way they would marijuana purchases or porn. Now, one Ohio college student has learned the hard way that if you're not careful, it can be problematic to even mention that you are a gun owner. Her name is Leandra Westbrook, a student at Kent State University, an institute of higher learning, intellectual inquiry, and the free exchange of ideas. Or so they would say. A couple of weeks ago, she was reportedly talking to a friend on the phone about how it is a shame that I cannot carry a gun on campus considering I have my carry license. This was a phone conversation. Overheard. Her side of the conversation was overheard by police cadet student officers. That just writes itself, doesn't it? They immediately marched off and reported the shocking news to campus police. And according to campusreform.com, Westbrook was then pulled out of class and questioned by two campus officers who searched her backpack for a firearm. Now, Westbrook understands that the officers were just doing their jobs. She maintains that the student cadet supported her in bad faith. I do not believe they genuinely thought I was a threat because I specifically said I had a license to carry. In the conversation I had, there was no way to misinterpret what I said or to even suggest that I had a gun with me. She noted that she would not be surprised if the student cadet who reported her was targeting her for being pro-Second Amendment, adding that she's historically faced harassment and vague threats from her peers due to her conservative beliefs. That just sounds so dangerous. Why, no matter what your political leanings are, if you find somebody that you consider to be dangerous, right, why would you persecute them? I mean, the way they portray us as we're constantly under the, there's always this possibility we're going to snap at any given time. So why would you goad one, a gun owner, into snapping? If you really believe that, why would that be a smart idea? So Westbrook has decided to take matters into her own hands, declaring that she'll be reporting the people who arrested her to the police, as well as the student cadets who reported her for having a gun for falsifying a report. As they said, they heard me say I had a gun and was afraid to get caught with it, which is not true. But she did say, however, that she plans to wait until final exams are over to file the report so as not to interfere with anyone's study schedule. College students have some really strange ideas. She explained, my main concern is that people are not being held accountable for their actions. Their words don't bother me, but if I was to say something like that to them, my guess is it wouldn't be tolerated by the university. Young lady, injustice is injustice. You don't have to wait on the exam schedule to clear out. Somebody like this that's willing to falsify a police report probably doesn't need to be in the professional world. Yeah, I said it. She tells Campus Reform that she intends to start a concealed carry campus concealed carry club at Kent State, and if she does, we hope she remembers to issue trigger warnings to the student cadet population and to provide plenty of teddy bears to hug in their safe spaces as they recover from trauma that the group's meetings will most surely inflict. Oh, gosh. That just, when you think about that, I mean, you're being overheard. This is shades of the Stasi in East Germany, where you had the snitches that were running around currying favor from the party officials by turning in as many people as they could. I refer to this as buying mileage at somebody's expense myself. I always love it when somebody is out there trying to make you look bad because they think it makes them look good to make you look bad. I have known a great many people like this. They don't have anything invested in what they're doing with you, right? They don't have, I had something happen one time where somebody that I just worked with started checking behind me to figure out what was going on. And I'm like, what difference does it make to you? Well, I just wanted to, hey, why don't you mind your own business, pal? If you do that, maybe I won't thump on you a little bit. When I was younger, I was sort of a hothead. But I find that little story right there. I find that this is indicative of college universities now. I mean, if you want to watch what a college university is like today, go search on YouTube any Ben Shapiro college. Just look Ben Shapiro college lecture and look at the stories that he gets. And look at the questions he has to field. And look at the things he has to say. He's completely unapologetic about it. Now, he's not as inflammatory as, say, Milo Yiannopoulos. But, I mean, he definitely gets under their skin, which I think is hilarious. In other news, in Santa Ynez, a business owner, Gabriel Santi, woke up to find that the local Rabobank branch recently handed him a letter stating that the bank was terminating his accounts for his business, the Second Amendment Gun Shop in Santa Ynez. He said, I've never had an incident with Rabobank, and this came as a shock, quite literally. I'm usually a loud guy, but I was quiet. According to the bank's letter, we are required by federal law to exercise due diligence and understand the financial transactions of our customers. When we're unable to meet the standards imposed by law, we have to take appropriate action to reduce risk to the bank. What does that mean? So, you know. Does that mean every time you buy a pair of shoes from, say, Penny's, J.C. Penney's, that your credit card charge says, bought shoes at Penny's? Is that how this works nowadays? Because I know that when you buy a gun with a credit card, it does not say, bought Glock 19. I know that. It just shows a charge for the gun shop. So is this, you know, and Rabobank... A newspaper asked whether they were closing the accounts for all questionable or high-risk businesses. Rabobank did not respond. And when he posted the bank's letter on his Facebook page, they got comments from friends and family who said they were outraged by the Rabobank decision. This, you know, this is shades of Operation Choke Point. It's still going on today. Now they've decided to make their own mission, though, so... Still waiting for that solution to come along. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.